Here is I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud by William Wordsworth.
I wandered lonely as a cloud. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye which is the bliss of solitude, and then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils.
What a splendid description of an accidental but perfectly believable phenomenon, happening upon a field of thousands of daffodils at just the moment in spring when they lift their heads at once. And how Wordsworth savors this experience, coming once upon the thrilling beauty of nature and recalling it later in a bliss of solitude. I have visited the Lake District in England. It is the most verdant landscape, and it really does evoke an ecstatic response to nature. It wells up in you almost beyond your control. The poem has an almost childlike wonder, with the image of wandering lonely as a cloud, dancing and spinning in a sea of daffodils. No child I know could resist this notion. This is an almost perfect example of a romantic poem, adoring of nature, elevated almost to a state of rapture, and in a language that rings true. Wordsworth defined poetry as the spontaneous overflow of powerful feelings recollected in tranquility. When you measure this poem against that definition, you can imagine the process by which he wrote. His personal evolution as a poet sparking a revolution in English literature.